The man at the center of the corruption trial of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife is back on the stand in Richmond today. And joining us live now from the courthouse is WTOP's Max Smith. Max, yet another steamy day of testimony from Johnny Williams today.
Oh, man, is Johnny Williams back on the stand. We just went into the lunch break with defense attorneys for Maureen McDonnell showing an email that she sent back when we all felt the earth move when there was that earthquake in August 2011. Well, this email from Maureen McDonnell's BlackBerry to Johnny Williams is, quote, "I just felt the earth move and I wasn't having sex!" Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, with most of that in all caps. Now, defense lawyers did not ask Williams any more questions about it. Maureen's lawyers then just stopped their questioning, took a break. It will be Bob McDonnell's lawyers questioning him on cross-examination this afternoon. Johnny Williams, despite the implications from the defense attorneys about his 1,200 phone calls and text messages to Maureen McDonnell over about 2 years, as opposed to 60 with Bob McDonnell, he says this was all business. Johnny Williams insists this was all business, as much as the defense attorneys are trying to turn this into something else. He also said that the clothes that he bought for Maureen McDonnell were never intended to be returned to him, and that there's no way his daughters could have worn them, even if they wanted to, because they're size zero. One of their daughters is a teacher, the other is a model for Ford Modeling Agency, and the letter that Maureen McDonnell sent Williams with the box of clothes once she found out she was being investigated implied that they had had some discussion that the clothes were eventually supposed to be returned or auctioned off. But that letter is why Maureen McDonnell has an additional count separate from Bob McDonnell that she's obstructed the investigation. And so the lawyers really push there as well.
Max, are we starting to get a sense of the direction in which the cross-examination will go, what they're trying to change or disprove from his earlier testimony?
So, in one sense, Maureen McDonnell's cross-examination was focused on just generally discrediting Johnny Williams, on saying that his story had changed over various interviews with authorities, over what he said and who told him what and when. And on that part of it, I think Johnny Williams held up pretty well for the prosecution's case. In a separate part of it, which sort of makes it clearer why the defense asked him to tell his life story yesterday, they really just wanted to point out that he says, "I don't recall," over and over and over again to a lot of questions about, did you meet so-and-so at this particular time? Did you talk about this general topic at all? And despite the fact that he's had meetings, you know, a week ago or a couple of months ago where he says, "I didn't recall," he's able to give specific details about several of these other conversations, including one where he says Kaylin McDonnell, one of the McDonald's adult children, called him and said that her mother had told her that he would buy a car for her and she had it picked out. And he gave all these details, and yet that conversation was nearly 3 years ago, and he can't say exactly what he talked about with prosecutors, say, a week ago when he was preparing for his testimony. So they're trying to generally poke holes in his credibility, and then also to get the jury to think, well, maybe he's filling in a little bit of this stuff off the top of his head. Mm-hmm. He did explain that there are some things that stick out to him in life more than others. Like for all of us, I mean, if you try to remember certain things that you did 3, 4, 5 years ago, you might remember, and other things you might not.
That's WTOP's Max Smith joining us live from the courthouse, the corruption trial of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell.